Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
What happened?
Make America great again.
What it means.
Lifting you up.
What's next?
We're going to fight like hell, I'll tell you right now.
Full results and post-election perspective on The Bob Rose Show, the 2024 election station. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
First, we've got a very special guest joining us, Governor Ron DeSantis. Good morning, Governor. How are you?
Good morning. You're rocking Getty Lee and Rush to start the morning. I like it.
Right on. That's the way I've been doing it for 23 years here in Gainesville, and very fortunate to be able to do that. Very fortunate to have you on the show, Governor. And one of the big things that people are talking about, you know, on both sides of the issue, and that is Amendment 3. And I'll ask you right off the bat, would we even be having this discussion? Would it even be on the ballot if the Florida legislature had acted sooner on the whole idea of recreational marijuana?
Well, first of all, if you look at this amendment, this is an indefensible amendment. It's a total train wreck. No legislature would ever do anything like they're doing here. So I tell people, when you're dealing with the Constitution, your default should be no, because it's a permanent change. And so you've got to be 100% sure this is going to be good. How did this amendment get here? One weed company wrote it, and they've put $141+ million into passing it. What does it do? It's not a full legalization of marijuana. It's you can possess and smoke, but only if you buy it from them. They are not allowing you. No legalization of growing your own in this bill, but also no ability to limit public use of marijuana like we've seen in Denver and San Francisco, all these places where they've been overwhelmed. So I think a lot of Floridians are kind of like me, like, it's not for me. I don't really care what people are doing in their homes, but I don't want our public spaces to be overwhelmed with this. And I think this amendment doesn't respect their freedom to be free from marijuana, just like it doesn't give people the freedom to grow their own marijuana. But probably the most egregious thing about this, and this is not on your ballot language. You have to actually read the text of the amendment, which you go on the Secretary of State's website and you can pull it off. They grant themselves total immunity from civil liability. And I'm thinking about, who does that? They sell you a defective weed and you can't sue them? They're transporting weed to a dispensary. They run someone over. You can't sue them. That language is in there. It's blanket, and it's very, very troubling. And I also think it's wrong when they say that we need this amendment because people, you know, shouldn't be rotting in prison for marijuana. I agree they shouldn't be. Nobody is in prison in Florida, state prison, for using marijuana or possessing personal amounts of marijuana. I mean, so that's not even an issue. I'm happy to, you know, I'd love the legislature to make that clear if they need to, but that's right. Second, they say it's going to be a boon for education and money for law enforcement. There is nothing in this amendment that gives one red cent to education or to law enforcement or anything else. And in fact, if you look at the experience in Colorado, if you look at the experience in California, it doesn't take black market weed off the market. What it does when you regulate and tax raises the price, so the black market expands. That's exactly what happened in Colorado. Everywhere this has been tried, the black market has expanded. So this is an own goal if we vote this in. You do not do this through the Constitution. But I would say if you're against marijuana, this is an easy no. If you're ambivalent about marijuana, understand it's a horribly written amendment. It's going to have implications for your quality of life. You vote no. But even if you're a marijuana enthusiast, I don't know very many of these marijuana enthusiasts that think big weed should call the shot. I think they'd much rather be able to grow their own rather than have to have a financial relationship with a handful of select big weed monopolists.
Well,
so,
well, Governor,
so it's a really bad idea.
And that brings me to my next question. If the legislature would go and say, okay, look, we've pretty much decriminalized small amounts anyway, let's just allow people to grow a small amount of plants on their own. Since we're not getting any benefit from tax revenue, why not stick with this whole idea and theme that you've been great about, which is, hey, we're free in Florida. We enjoy freedom in Florida. Why can't the legislature take that next step?
Well, I think you'd have to ask them. But what I would just tell you as an observer of how the process works is we have a very robust medical marijuana system in Florida. I implemented it. Remember, it passed in 2016. They kind of dragged their feet on it, and I became governor, and I'm like, no, we're going to implement it. So we have almost 1 million people that have medical marijuana cards. Now, all 1 million of those are not suffering from debilitating conditions. I would say probably a lot of them aren't. I mean, that's just what's happened, right? But what's happened is there's doctors that prescribe, and so there's kind of a cottage industry. So my sense would be that they would lobby, you know, to protect their interests, just like Trulieve would do if this Amendment 3 passed. Because, like, people say, oh, you can do home grow later. No, that will never happen because these guys want to capture the market. So I think there's a lot of moving pieces in terms of how this is done. But I can tell you, I came in. They had not done the medical program. I implemented it. The legislature initially did not want to do that. We did it. We got it done. And now it's really, we've got a lot of marijuana stores in Florida. I mean, they're pretty much everywhere. They're all over Gainesville. They're all over Tallahassee. Do we really want to have like 3 or 4 times that many? I mean, we've got hundreds and hundreds of these things as it is.
Yeah, I just, you know, I wonder how one company can actually control the business. I mean, you wouldn't let one company sell all the gasoline in Florida.
They have first mover advantage. And so they're in. So what they did was they said these medical companies that are doing now, like they get this preferred spot in the Constitution. Who knows what would happen in terms of the legislature authorizing a more free market, if that could even happen. They will obviously lobby against it, but they already have such a massive footprint that they would be able to have first mover advantage and they would be able to capture market share. And I would just ask you this, or ask the audience this, they would not spend $141 million. I don't know if a company has ever spent that much on a ballot initiative in American history, certainly not in Florida history that I'm aware of. They would not have done that unless this amendment was hardwired to make them profitable. Because if you wanted to do this and all you cared about was, oh, we just don't want people, you know, rotting in jail for marijuana, even though they're not in prison in Florida, you could have just read one sentence, you know, there shall be no criminal penalties for possession and use of a certain amount, but, you know, can be regulated in public. You could have just done that. Why didn't they do that? Because it wouldn't have given them the preferred spot. So I think people get like, and first of all, they're a publicly traded company on the Canadian Stock Exchange. So they have a fiduciary obligation to return value to their shareholders. They would be violating their fiduciary duty to put $141 million in if it wasn't hardwired to make them profits. And so I think like people just need to look at that. Why would they be spending this much money? They would not be doing that unless they understood they had a profit stream that would come their way.
I think for a lot of people, you touched on this, is just the smell in public places is number one. But the secondary thing, and maybe even more important people are concerned about, is how do you actually, you know, utilize DUI laws so people aren't high and driving? And that makes me wonder, why do we have law enforcement officers that are actually on both sides of this issue? Do we have a way to enforce this properly?
Well, so first part of your question, you can enforce DUIs well because you don't have a test like you do with alcohol. If you're swerving, you can get pulled over, breathalyzer, before you even hit somebody. Driving while high, in effect, it's like if you hit someone, then maybe they can do and prove. But just normally, it's very difficult. They don't have the tools that they need. Now, I don't think it's true that I think there's a couple select law enforcement who are working with Trulieve in favor, but the Fraternal Order of Police is against Amendment 3 in Florida. The PBA, Police Benevolent Association, statewide, is against Amendment 3. Florida Sheriff's Association is against Amendment 3. Why? Because they say it's going to make their jobs harder. And sometimes it'll be said, oh, you know, Amendment 3 is necessary because law enforcement's bogged down in trying to police people smoking weed and they're not focusing on the real things. That is totally false. And I think a lot of our law enforcement leaders have taken offense to that. They're not focusing on people smoking marijuana in their home at all. They're focusing on the big things. This then goes in, it opens up a whole can of worms. And it is going to detract, and you've seen it in California, you've seen it in Colorado, what's ending up happening. So law enforcement, all the major law enforcement organizations in Florida are resolutely opposed to Amendment 3, and I think for good reason.
Last questions, Governor. If this does pass, what will you do, and will you use the bully pulpit to talk to the legislature, and what power will they have to fix, to undo, to, you know, to change any of the things that are not good about it?
Great question, because there are people that are advocating for 3 who say, look, we know it's flawed, we know that there's problems, the legislature can fix it. First of all, a legislature, through normal statutory law, cannot amend a provision of the Constitution. So you're handcuffed once this passes, that you really will never be able to change it unless you do another constitutional amendment, which is very, very difficult. And so the legislature is not going to bail you out of this one. So I just think people should go into it eyes wide open, understand where the amendment came from, understand who wrote it, what they're trying to accomplish, what that would mean for you and your family and for the people of Florida. And just know, if you vote yes and it passes, this is permanent. There's going to be problems, and because it's in the Constitution, it's going to be very difficult to address. If you're somebody that really has a vision about weed in Florida, you have elections every 2 years where you can elect people to the legislature, inform them on what you want. And you know what? If the legislature does something and it doesn't work, you can go back and fix it then, but not when it's in the Constitution.
Yeah, I'd much rather have open carry than weed, but that's just me, Governor. And we really...
Well, you may get that in this upcoming legislative session, so stay tuned on that.
I'll hold you to it if I get the chance, Governor, and I really appreciate your time sharing it with us this morning, and we wish you and your family the best.
All right, Godspeed. Bye-bye.
All right.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.